The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are you giving Jalen Hurts a mulligan for his performance in his first playoff game this year, this past Sunday? 215-592-9494. All right, 11 o'clock, we'll get to our first full thoughts on the Rams game, a rematch of one we saw earlier in the season. We'll replay for you Nick Sirianni's interview with Joe and John this morning, and a lot to do, including Ross Tucker later in the show. All right, let's hear from some former Eagles on Jalen Hurts. Let's start with, how about LeSean McCoy here? LeSean, he went full WIP caller yesterday on FS1. Here's his take after watching Eagles offense on Sunday.
If the backup quarterbacks for my team, for my Eagles, played, we smoked the Packers. Let me say it again. If the backup quarterbacks, because we're going to talk about rust, them dudes don't even play. Backups don't get no chance to, like, knock their rust off.
Yeah.
Do y'all?
No.
They got to go out there and play. Tanner goes out there and puts up. Come on.
Not Tanner. I'll pick it.
Both of them. I'm going to pick it next because Pickett can run too. Pickett will ball out also.
So that, when I watched that yesterday afternoon, I was reminded of the caller we had yesterday, like, what, around 12:45, 1 o'clock, about Tanner McKee. I mean, look, obviously, LeSean was a little frustrated with the passing game and the offense. I don't think McKee gives him a better chance or anything like that. But he was pretty strong that he didn't think Jalen played well based on that way he spoke about the backups coming in.
No, I'm just, I guess when he said backups, I guess he looked at Chase. I was like, do y'all?
Poor Chase.
He was like, backups don't play, do y'all? And I think Chase said, no.
I mean, he was strong, though. He didn't like the way Jalen played.
I think Shady too close to it, man. I love Shady. And, you know, he's very, very opinionated. But to sit there and say with a straight face that the backups could have beat the Packers yesterday, I don't believe that. He might know something I don't know. He played offense. I mean, you know, that's a possibility.
Does talk to people on that offense.
Yeah, I don't believe that. And he might be getting that from somebody else.
He talks to very well-read Eagles. I mean, that's what we know.
I mean, but I don't know, man. I don't believe that. And I think if somebody told him that, that's because they're being emotional. Like, for real. I don't see that. Because Tanner played well against the Giants team that was going home.
Yeah. And a bad team. They're a terrible team.
Yeah, and I'm not taking anything away from Tanner's ability. I'm not. But I can't – I think with the weight of the game and the moment, I can't say that Tanner's going to go in there and blow the Packers out. I can't say that.
Oh, I can't either. I mean,
you know, it's something that – I mean, I just don't see it.
I think they would have lost Tanner McKee play, to be perfectly honest. I mean, the backup quarterback probably throws that's not – I don't feel that way. I just, in terms of the mulligan thing, I can't, if Sunday was a way different Jalen than we've seen all year, then I'd be like, listen, that's an outlier. That's not him. He was off the concussion first play. I've seen this Jalen Hurts game a handful of times this year. So it is, if you kind of play out the realm of expectations, things that could happen each game. You know, a third of the time, Jalen plays like this. So I'm not going to mulligan because I kind of expected this point. Let's hear Donovan McNabb. Donovan yesterday on with the afternoon show. Donovan's perspective, a quarterback's perspective on what he saw with Jalen Hurts.
He looked like a quarterback coming off of a concussion, a week being out.
Thought he protected the football. I know everybody wanted to see him take some shots downfield, but like you talked about, their defensive coordinator was trying to keep everything in front. And so the shots that we were trying to take, he ended up kind of hitting the check down and hitting the underneath route. And so, yeah, I know there's conversation of our receivers not having a lot of catches and things of that nature. That's going to continue to evolve. But, again, I thought it was a good game for him to kick the rust off a little bit, get back in rhythm, and get back to practice here on Wednesday.
So Donovan seemed to think it was more of like, hey, let's knock the rust off kind of game, Hugh, and then we move forward.
Yeah, survive the day. Survive the day. And if you're being fair, you could probably say Kellen Moore, the game that he called, probably echoes that. You know, it was a very, very vanilla game. It was one of those ones where your defense kind of took the forefront, and they did their thing, and you survived and advanced. I don't understand. Like, this is not the regular season, people. This is not the regular season. And you do everything within your power to win the football game. The Eagles did that. The Eagles did that. Now, I'm not telling anybody that you don't have the right to complain. But, okay, let's be realistic in this situation. Mm. Your quarterback hasn't played in a month, but you expect him to go out there and pick up exactly where he left off at. Tell me in your life, the person, whoever thinking that way, do you do that? In anything that you do, name me one thing. Like, say if you haven't been to the gym in a couple weeks and you lift 300 pounds, deadlift, squat, whatever, and you take a month off and you expect to go back in the gym and lift that same exact weight lifted before?
No, that would be unrealistic.
Like, where do they do? What are you on? Give me what you on to let you that allows you to do that.
So I agree with you on that, and that's unrealistic. The hard part is it's do or die now, right? Like, these games, and that Kyle made the point earlier, you get one mulligan. You don't get two. I mean, does Jalen Hurts and Kellen Moore and A.J. Brown in the passing game need 3 weeks to get it revved back up? Because we don't have that time, right? Like the games are just going to get harder now. I know the Rams' record was one game worse than the Packers. That team I watched last night, they're better than the Packers right now. So they're going to be more of a challenge on Sunday than the Packers will. Let's go to the phone lines here. Joe in Bucks County. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you guys doing? Good to chat with you.
You too, Joe. What are you feeling this morning?
I'm not feeling it, guys. I'm not feeling it with Hurts. You know, he doesn't get a mulligan from me. I expect him to go out and perform. And he just had too many down moments throughout the game, especially during that, like, eight passes in a row where he just was missing checkdowns. He was missing, you know, Smith on the wing. He was missing guys all over the place. And I don't care if his accuracy was there. He was just missing simple football plays. And that bothered me, number one. But I'll tell you what one of my bigger problems is when I went back and watched the game. That offensive line, and guys, maybe I'm wrong, but they put a lot of pressure on Hurts all game, and our line was getting blown out. He was almost getting hit every play.
Yeah, what game you was watching?
I mean, he did have 6.75 seconds, Joe, on the one.
Yeah, what game was you watching, dog?
We're living that off of one play. When it was one on the 13-yard line.
Game again.
13-yard line. We have three plays in a row on the 13-yard line. Did he even have any?
I know the plays you're talking about. Well, you know, Joe, so that points us back to Jalen's recognition of plays and Kellen Moore figuring out, you know, something different. Because at some point, the Packers decided we're just going to put five on the line and blitz and see how he reacts to it. And it felt like at times he didn't recognize it quickly enough, but also there wasn't any checkdowns for him. There wasn't anyone turned around looking for the football. So you're right, Joe. Those were some dead plays there at that point of the game.
You're spot on, Joe, with that. A great assessment. I appreciate that. All right, that's all I have for today, guys.
Well, you got it, Joe, and we appreciate it. I mean, the bottom. Right. Yeah, we're good. We did enough there. Look, Hugh, I do wonder how much this is on Kellen Moore. And also, there's an underrated part of this that we haven't discussed much the last 2 days because I don't think we know the answer. How much of the issue Sunday was AJ can't run right now?
Yeah,
because
I mean,
that changes the way you play defense.
There's a lot of intangibles that go into what Jalen looked like. Not understanding Carlos, he was mad about certain things that Jalen did. Jalen has to play better. I'm not sitting here and telling you that we're going to go to the Super Bowl with the way that the quarterback is playing, because we've seen some outstanding quarterback play in this playoff series already. He has to pick his game up, and it starts this week. But it wasn't as egregious, in my opinion, as a lot of people thought it was. In my humble opinion.
So I think you're right on that. I would not use the word egregious. Let me just play that out this way. If they were playing a different team or the defense wasn't as dominant, those two quarters where they didn't complete a pass to you could have let the Packers back in the game.
It could have.
They went up 10-0, right? They got the fumble, the Oren Burks hit on the kickoff. Then they got a field goal. It was 10-0. Hugh, basically the game was over there, right? The Packers only scored 10 the whole game. You know, if that happens again on Sunday, do you think they're going to hold the Rams to 10 to 0 points for two quarters? Probably not.
They
got away with it Sunday. They didn't complete a pass for almost two quarters. And it didn't matter Sunday because the Packers were so out of sorts. They didn't have any weapons healthy. The quarterback was turning the ball over left and right. Probably won't be as, I don't know if easy is the word, but it probably won't
be
play
a tough sled.
Yeah, or like if we do that game again and they're playing the Rams and Matthew Stafford and Puka Nacua, it's this weekend. They might be down 14-10 at the end of the lull, right? Like
That's a possibility. I mean, you don't want to. I'll just say this, Joe, to your point. You don't want to go into any game and give the offense that you're playing against any opportunity to breathe life into their situation. And what I mean by that is you don't want to have those lulls in the game where you're not scoring points, even if I'll take 3 points. But you have to keep, especially when you talk about the turnovers that this team had and the fact that you didn't capitalize as much as you possibly could have on those turnovers. You need to put points on the board. With that alone, anytime that there's a turnover or you get a possession that you weren't counting on, you have to put points on the board, especially in situations like this.
You got to put them away. Yeah.
You got to put them away.
Yeah.
And they had to do a better job of that.
On Sunday, they just did enough to kind of keep them at bay. And then to Hurts' credit on the offense, when the Packers did finally put some points up, they pulled away again. Chuck in Mad Area. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Julio, what's the dealio? What up, you?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, listen, man. I agree with Shady on this one. I'm with Shady on this one. I was underwhelmed by Jalen Hurts' performance. Now it's over, it's done with, we're moving on to the next game. But I mean, to sit here and act like this guy is doing something great because he's not turning the ball over, I just wish he would stop. He's not turning the ball over, yeah, but he's also not taking plays that could turn into potential touchdowns. He's not giving his wide receivers opportunities to take it to the house. He's not doing any of that, man. This is the playoffs. What I'm saying is this. Dan Orlovsky released a video yesterday saying that the receivers wasn't open. I disagree with Dan Orlovsky. They were open. The Packers play zone defense 85% of the time. The way you beat zone is by throwing the ball on time, sometimes early and often. That's how you beat a zone. You'll never, ever beat a zone by throwing the ball late. He holds the ball too long, and he throws the ball late all the time. You got people that call up here and say they want the George W. Well, you ain't going to keep getting the George W. if this quarterback keeps playing the way that he's playing. Now, I'm trying to tell you right now, right, this ain't good enough, man. It just isn't. And the defense built this out last week. But I'm not so sure if this defense can continue to build us out the way they've done in the past with my man Ben Hurt, N'Kobe Dean. I just need a better performance by Jalen. And that's just the bottom line. And if we don't get a better performance by Jalen, we're going home. Simple as that. I think we could beat the Rams with the running game. But Jalen's got to play better, man. And that's just the fact of the matter is that, man. Wake up, man. Wake up. Now, I'm not saying Tanner is better than Jalen. I'm not saying that Kenny Pickett is better than Jalen. But can they run this offense better than Jalen? That's the question to be had.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Peabody, look, Chuck, you're not the only one. Obviously, Shady, we had a call yesterday wondering. Chuck, we appreciate the call. Hugh, where do you come down on two things Chuck brought up there. One was the versus man coverage. Jalen seems to have a little more confidence giving his guy a shot. Versus zone, he holds it more. It feels like unless he sees it wide open, he doesn't throw it.
Saw a little bit of that.
Yeah, there's that. And then there's the aspect of just not throwing interceptions isn't good
man,
enough.
Man, listen. Chuck, I love Chuck, but come on, dog. Let's just calm down a little bit. Yesterday, Sunday, and Saturday, there were examples of how turnovers killed teams.
They destroyed teams. Yeah.
So I hear your frustration, dog. But to have your quarterback not turn the ball over is huge. How many times did Jordan Love turn the ball over? When they, like,
three.
Okay,
three.
Put it like this, Chuck. Put it like this. If Jordan Love doesn't turn the ball over, that game's a lot closer.
Well, throw in the opening kickoff fumble. Yeah.
That's a lot closer than you want it to be. Yeah, we won, but if he doesn't turn the ball over, 16-10 would probably be the score.
And then we're sweating bullets
at the
end.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Well,
come on now.
We don't want to have to get Seth down here.
Listen.
One of my new favorite WIP rivalries, Seth versus Chuck. It's a great
one. No, I'm saying 16-10, that's what we're talking about. Now we're talking about getting by the skin of our teeth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like turnovers, like being efficient with the ball and being careful with the ball, that matters. That matters.
I do think there's a fine line, and Jalen has obviously found the right side of that line, Hugh, since week six, between trying to make a play and turning the football over. As we move forward through this, and let's, you know, I kept saying, and now we know the opponent, right? But let's just play it out. The next three quarterbacks they're going to go up against is Matthew Stafford, that we know, right? Next week, if I had to guess, it's going to be Jared Goff and the Lions offense in a dome. I know some people think that the Commanders could pull off an upset. I think that's unlikely, but we'll see. But they're going to have to go up against Matthew Stafford and then likely Jared Goff in a dome. And then after that, one of three outstanding quarterbacks in Mahomes and in Allen and in Jackson, right? But I think what everyone's wondering, Hugh, at some point is just managing the game not enough, and he's got to let it rip more to score more points.
See, when you say let it rip, like, he has to – Jalen has to do more.
Yeah, do more.
Let it rip, that because when you say let it rip to me, that means that sounds like – what Jordan Love did last week.
There's a fine line between not turning it over and not moving the ball for an hour. You know what I mean?
Like
this guy.
No, I hear what you're saying. But Jordan Love, in my mind, and how I interpret
let it rip,
he let it rip.
Yeah.
And he threw a pick. He threw a pick the last game, the last interception that he threw.
Yeah, he did.
He let it rip. He let it rip. And Quinyon Mitchell caught it. So that's how. See,
finally.
I'm not.
About time.
Not playing scared, but you have to. I think this is where, like, analysts and the fan, we kind of divide a little bit because everybody wants to just damn the torpedoes. There's some strategy that goes into this because I can tell you this: going into this game this week, I could almost guarantee you that the Rams are going to run the ball. No, excuse me, they're going to run the ball to stay honest. But they're throwing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to exploit. They're going to try to exploit the weakness that we have with N'Kobe Dean not being out there. Matt Stafford is going to get the ball out of his hands quickly because that's their only chance to win it because we've seen that. Like, we got after their quarterback a little bit. Brandon Graham was out there. Unfortunately, he's not going to be playing. But we got after their quarterback. Our defensive line, excuse me, our offensive line manhandled their defensive line. So this is going to be a quick scoring. Like, they're going to try to get up quick, and then it's a game of possessions. And then they're going to try to figure out a way to slow that offense down as much as they possibly can, which I don't think that they can because we saw, especially in the second half, how when that offensive line got to leaning on those smaller defenders, it just took a toll on them.
Yeah, the Rams are way better from ahead, right? Those small pass rushers let them go, but if they're down, the Eagles can run on them. We saw that last time. They ran all over them. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Last I checked, the name of the team is the Philadelphia Eagles, not the Philadelphia Jalen Hurts. So I'm going to have to rant here a little bit. First of all, in one sentence, Chuck said we got to feed the ball to Saquon, but Jalen's got to step up and play better. Well, what do you want, dude? Do you want to run the ball the whole time or do you want to pass the ball the whole time? The dude does not turn the ball over, and that's way more important in playoff time than letting it rip, Joe. I don't think that's a good philosophy. Also, I looked at the game again, too. There was a lot of times where, yes, those receivers might have been open in the early part of their routes, but their backs were turned to the offensive line. So there was no real reason to throw the ball at that point and risk an interception. So I'll just take Jalen just not wanting to turn the ball over as a win, as opposed to letting it rip down the field and just seeing what happens.
Well, sure. But there's also the element of usually he runs it more. Like when things aren't there in the pass game, he'll run it more. This was, I think, the second or third least times he ran. I mean, usually, all right, I can expect, all right.
He had a concussion 2 weeks ago.
I know. I get that. But now I'm looking at
some. My God, man.
Right, but Jeff, they went 2 quarters without completing a pass. If he's not running or completing passes, there's no offense.
Were they not? Did they ever have not have the lead in that game?
No, they had the lead the whole time.
Right. And the other thing I want to address, this burned me up so bad yesterday. There was a caller similar to that call of Joe a few minutes ago. They talk in code. There's a certain type of caller that won't like Jalen no matter what he does. And to bring up the idea of putting in Tanner McKee, who played in 6 college games, to be better than what we have now, or better than anybody at this point, is absurd. And they use the code words like, he doesn't know how to read defenses, or he runs too much, this and that. I can't stand people like that. And if I were Kyle, I would pick that guy out.
All right, so two things. Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Hold on.
I think that Tanner McKee, I said it yesterday, is ridiculous. Tanner McKee should be no part of this conversation. He's a third-string quarterback, right? Right. But at the same time, and Jeff, I can't get into anyone's head or heart or where they're coming from. To be fair, Jeff, LeSean McCoy said the same thing. I mean, LeSean McCoy said
he's
that
on TV, Joe.
No, but that's fine. But LeSean McCoy is a former Eagle and a great player and an offensive player, and he thought, after watching it, backups could play better. So, like, I can't get mad at someone for an opinion. And Jeff, we appreciate it. It's a talk show, right? Like, people are allowed to have opinions. Hugh, I never know where someone's coming from. I will fight back if someone says something silly to us. Like yesterday, I thought it was ridiculous, the Tanner McKee thing. But then, like, Shady said the same thing. He's our caller yesterday, our caller this morning. Obviously, some people feel the offense sometimes is held back by Jalen.
I get it, but they're like, you know, don't want to add any credence to it, but there is code that's used, and I mean, I hear it too, but I tend to give people the benefit of the doubt, and that's why when you hit me with the code words, I ask you, okay, give me something rooted in fact,
right?
And a lot of times, when people don't give you something that's rooted in fact, that's when you know where they're coming from. And that's fine. That's why I always say, Joe, if you don't like Jalen, just say you don't like him. I can respect that because that's being honest and forthcoming. The ones that I don't like are the snakes that move behind the scenes and want to say certain things about him and not really tell you what it is that he's doing. They don't have any valid points when it comes to that. So, I mean, that's what it is. But at the end of the day, right now, in the situation that we're in today, Jalen Hurts gives us the best chance of advancing and making it to Louisiana.
Of course.
That's the bottom line. And I chalk what Shady McCoy said up to the fact that when they get to Louisiana, because I'm pretty sure they're going to go and that the facility is going to be there, he wants to be there representing the Philadelphia Eagles.
Talking from his heart.
From his whole entire heart. Even I give Acho that, too. That's what Acho wants to do. He wants to talk from his heart when he gets there. So, yeah. It was the Chase Daniel, the one that he said, back up. That was
poor Chase.
That was funny. Chase caught a stray and he didn't even know It was a stray.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't realize that. All right, 215-592-9495. And we could be real about this. Jalen remains the biggest question mark, right? Like, we don't wake up every day and say, is the defense going to play well? No, well, they usually play really well. That's what they've been all year. We don't wake up every day and say, is Saquon going to run well today? No. Where you said, Jalen's been the up and down factor on the team this year. He was, you know, up and down on Sunday. And that's why he's always part of the discussion. All right, 215-592-9495. When we get back, our opponent next week is set. We'll give our first thoughts on the matchup. The initial thought, what first hit us when we realized pretty early in that game last night it was going to be the Rams. And something Brandon Graham said this morning about who the Eagles may have preferred to play. You're going to want to hear this. 215-592-9494. Are you giving Jalen Hurts a mulligan for his performance against the Rams? We'll discuss it here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel. We'll talk about them coming up in a minute on Sports Radio 94 WIP.